Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. Tonight, I'm just going to try to encourage you through the Word and through the Holy Spirit that no matter where you are in your journey with God, it doesn't matter where you're at the beginning, the middle, the end, all of us at times can get discouraged. And I want to encourage you tonight to stay on the path that God has for you, the calling that He has for you. No matter what trials you're going through, no matter how difficult, no matter how much resistance that you run into in your life, you need to make sure that you're trusting the Lord all the way. We're often tempted in difficult times to quit. And many times in those difficult times, we're just so close to breakthrough, you know. And God takes us all the way around the mountain again to learn another lesson. So we need to follow Christ and stay on the path. Giving up does not fit for those who are called to walk in Christ. Because Christ never gave up. He never did. He's like the ultimate man of perseverance that showed us how to go to the cross, and He laid down everything for us. So Lord, I just ask for Your blessing on this word tonight. Lord, I ask through the power of the Holy Spirit that You would break through the thought patterns that are mixed and mingled with the ways of the world, and that You would speak to our hearts tonight. That You would go deep, and that we would understand the goodness of who You are. That You're not hokey, that You're real, You're genuine, You're alive. You're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And You're coming. You're coming back to rule and reign. So Lord, open up our eyes so that we would persevere in this day. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Timothy. This gives you a little bit of an understanding. Paul is trying to encourage Timothy on his journey. And this word is just so powerful. He says, I solemnly charge you, he's talking to Timothy, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word of God. Preach it. Be ready in season and out of season to reproof, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled. This is really powerful. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. They'll go to the places that they can get away with what they want to get away with, and those that tickle their ears, and they'll begin to go down that slippery slope of moving away from the kingdom of God and from the word of the Lord and what the word is saying. Verse 4, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. Verse 5, it says, but you be sober in all things. And here it is. This is what I want to encourage you in. It says, endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry and your calling. Paul knew that he could walk through anything because he knew that the Lord was with him. But that was through a relationship. That was through a time of being with Christ. If you think that, or I think, that I can begin to have this fruitful life without being with the Lord and spending time with Christ, it's wrong. It's not going to work. You have to cultivate that. Now turn to 2 Corinthians 11, 22 through 28. 2 Corinthians 11, 22 through 28. And this again is the courage to keep going, to cling to God no matter what. Now, Paul is a little bit upset because of what he's seen. Matter of fact, the way he puts it in the Message Bible, the way someone wrote it out was that he says these egomaniacs that are in the pulpit preaching this word, and they're not really preaching the word of God. And so Paul, verse 22, he says, okay, are they Hebrews? Well, so am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Paul says, verse 2023, are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane. I'm going crazy. I more so, in far more labors, in far more imprisonments. This is the Apostle Paul, who's written most of the New Testament. And he says, imprisonments, beaten times without number. Listen to that. Beaten times without number. Often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 5 times he received 39 lashes. This guy was all against Jesus. This guy wanted nothing to do with Jesus. This guy was killing Christians. But something happened to him. He had an encounter, a revelation, or he wouldn't have written this down. These are historical facts. He encountered the living God. 3 times I was beaten with rods, verse 25. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among the false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and in thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure of me of concern for all the churches. Now, I want you to try to get a little bit of a picture of that. I want you to kind of measure that to what you're going through. And it's not to belittle where you're at or your trial. But you have to ask yourself the question, what was it that he could be able to go through all that? Just because he thought he had grasped the truth? No. It's because the power of the Holy Spirit, God, the divine energy of the Lord was living and radiating inside of him. The Holy Spirit went inside him. And he knew, and he could persevere. And the point being this, no matter what trial or hardship we're going through, we know that God will work us through that if we'll just stay on the course with him and have courage. We know that the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us and strengthen us. Yesterday morning, I had a moment that the joy of the Lord really hit me really strong. And then I told my wife, I said, man, I had so much joy yesterday. And then this morning, it felt like this heaviness came on me and I had to fight through it. I was like, how can that be? I was so happy yesterday. But we have so much resistance and things that try to pull us away from who we are. I say this all the time, but I say it because the pulpit is way overrated. And what I mean by that is every one of you in this room have a destiny that you're fighting for, to find out who you are, to fulfill what it is, who you're called to be. And the creator of all things is the one who can give you that. But if you wrestle against that, if you think, see, Paul got to a place, man, that he humbled himself. And it's through that humility that God says he'll begin to exalt you and lead you. He'll open up doors for you. So I don't care wherever you're at right now, have courage and be strong. And know that the Lord will see you through it. Courage to keep going. Cling to God. Cling to God when the going gets tough. Don't go the other way. Don't run the other way. We just can't give up because we know the truth. I want to encourage you in that. I think I said this a little bit earlier. Sometimes right before the door would open or a situation might change, we kind of give up and we walk away. We don't want to do that. Paul depended. He depended on the power of the Almighty God to get him through everything. How many of you know the scripture, Philippians 4:13? I can do what? All things, man. Through who? Through Christ. Paul knew that. Paul wrote that. He had come to that place. And every one of us in this room need to be in that place each and every day, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is a real truth that today, the same divine energy that moved Paul forward is the same exact divine energy that's in you if you've accepted Jesus into your heart and the Holy Spirit has come to live in you. Now see, including myself, if we really had a full revelation of that, I mean really, the power of God's living in us, all of us would just be like, we'd be letting love flow through us wherever we go. Whatever we do, we couldn't be quiet about him. We wouldn't want to be rude, but man, we'd want to tell everybody we know even more than we do. Because that same divine power, that energy that was in Paul, is in every one of us today. We have to access it and let it have its way with us. We have to live more in the Holy Spirit, studying the Word of God, knowing the Word of God. It's living and active, knowing that. So that we can begin to walk through anything, deal with anything, not just for our own selves, but for the sake of our families and our loved ones and other people that are in bondage. God really wants us to work at not allowing other people to get us down and allowing His Holy Spirit to live within us to get us up. Every day, man. Every day. A passion, a fiery passion to know Jesus and to make Him known. A passion. Lord, burn in us, awaken us to the love of God. Every one of us, no matter where we are in our lives, that energy is in us, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Each of you in this room, each of you have the strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to do the will of God for your life, to be in your destiny. There's healing involved. There's a lot of transition. But each of you have what you need to walk in the fullness of God because you have the Holy Spirit living within you. We may not feel it sometimes, but it's real and it's there. Remember this, and this is a real important truth that I want to make clear tonight. Remember that having God's power in you does not exempt you from trouble. Having God's power in you does not exempt you from trouble. Paul was filled with the power of God, and you just heard what I read. Paul got to the place that he knew this. He knew every trial, everything that he had to go through was a teachable moment that God was going to take him deeper in the awareness of the cross and also the cross within him. That he would die to himself and be alive to the fullness of what God had for him. He knew it. So even in trouble, the power of God was moving within him. So remember that God's power doesn't exempt you from trouble. Now this is a little, I believe, a scripture that can really help you. Do you have Ephesians 3, 16 through 19? I think I gave you that one, didn't I? Yeah, here we go. Now this is how we move through this, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power. Get this now. Now if you don't want it, if you don't want your destiny and you want to go back to the, you know, the hog's trough and drink the stuff you drank before, go ahead and do that. But God is saying, I'm showing you a way in my word. I'm showing you a pathway. A pathway. According to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man. So that Christ, now Paul's praying this for them. And we should be praying this for each other and for ourselves, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that your faith begins to arise, and that you, being rooted and grounded in what? In what? In love. Rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you... Here it is. This is the option. It's your option. It's the question you have to ask yourself. That if you pray and you ask, God says He will give. And you have the courage to hang in there. He will begin to deposit within you the fullness of His nature. The fullness of His nature. Of who He is. Not for man's glory. Not to parade it around. But for you to fulfill your destiny and to have joy and goodness in your heart and to know that there's a reward that's coming in Christ. So that's such a powerful scripture, Ephesians 3, 16 through 19. You need to write that down and meditate on that. That's a powerful scripture for how do we walk this out. Romans 8, 28, another scripture everybody knows, right? All things work to the what? The good for those that love God and are called according to His purpose. Paul wrote that. How did he write that? He knew that he could face anything that was ahead of him. Because no matter how hard it was or how rough it was, all things work to the good. Paul had the assurance that God was going to be with him. And there's another thing I believe he had. Paul had the assurance that he was in the will of God because he had a relationship with him. So he could persist through hard times, trusting. And he knew the Lord would see him through. I believe Paul was overflowing in joy, the joy of the Lord. Remember when he was in jail? In the Romans, he was in jail. Remember that? And they couldn't steal his joy, could they? How does that happen? Couldn't steal his joy. Because he knew him. How easy. Just like I told you, my joy was felt like it was taken from me. He rejoiced. Because he knew that every time that he went through a trial or a tough situation, it was a process for him to grow. And it was taking place. In tough times, for you or for me, the main thing, guys, is to trust the Lord with all your heart. Trust the Lord. Lean not onto your own understanding, but trust Him. And I pick up that through the scripture that Paul had an appreciation for the lessons that God really desired to teach him to bring him into fullness of who he was. And a lot of those truths fill the New Testament pretty much with His Word. You know what it also did? It filled his heart with Jesus. When you go through a trial or a tough time and God sees you through it, it fills your heart with Jesus. Each trial is a chance to learn a valuable lesson. Always walk with Christ through difficult situations. Listen to this. Always walk with Christ through difficult situations because there is more to life than your current circumstance that you're in right now. There's more to life than your current circumstance. That I can respond to any circumstance based on who He is in me and who I am in Him. That's a powerful truth. That with Christ, no matter how difficult it is or the situation, there's more to life than my current circumstances. Paul knew he also had a reward waiting. Turn to 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. 2 Timothy 4. Starting with verse 7, it says this. He says, I have fought the good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept my faith. In the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. It says that when He comes back, many people will mourn and hide. But many are going to love His appearing. He's coming. He's here. Finally, we've been waiting and longing. I fought the good fight, Paul said. Now I want to kind of sum this up. I believe that Paul kept the vision of the cross before him to make it through everything. As a matter of fact, he even mentioned in the scripture that he boasted of this one thing, the cross of Christ. Because Jesus, you might want to write this one down. You might want to pin this one just to help you. Jesus set the ultimate example of perseverance before him. Before Paul, which was the cross. Jesus set the ultimate example of perseverance before Paul, and it was the cross. And when Paul finally ended up, he was just about at the end, and he knew it. Paul was in prison, and he described his devotion to Jesus beautifully. And this is how he described it. He said, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He knew he was at that place, and it was done. And that's how I want to live. And I said, isn't that the way that we all would want to end? In such a way that others can see Jesus in us, his life displayed in us. Now I'm going to share something with you, and I'm going to read something else, and then we're going to just go move into a time of prayer if you need prayer. I don't usually talk a whole lot about different movies, but there's a movie called The Act of Valor that is a powerful movie. That's a true story. And at the end of that movie, they quoted Tecumseh, who was an Indian chief. And I did some research on him even today and looking about who this chief was. He was a warrior. But he was also massively prophetic. In his journey, they called him the prophet. And in his journey, he prophesied dates and times twice when there was going to be a solar eclipse. He put it a little differently. He said that, of course, the sun would go dark. And he said the day that it would happen, and it happened, and it messed up a lot of the soldiers and people around him. And then he prophesied and said, there's going to be a great earthquake, and the Mississippi River is going to flow backwards. And he said the date and the time that it was going to happen. And on the date and the time, it was the largest earthquake. That fault that's right in the Kentucky area, Tennessee area. Matter of fact, I fish on a lake called Real Foot Lake in Tennessee. And it was formed from that backwater of Mississippi River backing up and the earth opening up. And it consumed many people. And this guy wrote this poem. And the reason why I'm reading it is because I want to have such a life for Christ that I'm not shaken, that I can live well, and that I can die well when my time comes. Some of the Navy SEALs, they read this. This is from Tecumseh. So live your life that the fear of death can never enter your heart. Trouble no one about their religion, respect others in their view, and demand that they respect yours. Love your life. Perfect your life. Beautify all things in your life. Seek to make your life long and its purpose in the service of your people and God. Prepare, listen to this, prepare a noble death song for the day when you go over the great divide. Always give a word or a sign of salute when meeting or passing a friend, even a stranger, when in a lonely place. Show respect to all people and basically don't hassle anyone. When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the food. Listen to this one. When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the food and for the joy of living. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies only in yourself. Abuse no one and no thing, for abuse turns the wise ones to fools and robs the spirit of its vision for your life. When it comes to your time to die, see, I really don't believe in death. Because I believe in a moment, you're in a whole nother realm of life. You might physically die, but boom. That's why when, you know, I've said this before, when people said, you know, I'm going to take my life in counseling or something, I just want to kill myself. And I said, so you want to kill yourself for what? So that I can, this can be over. And I go, but it's not. Just like that, you're going to be in another realm to suffer or to be with God. So when it comes your time to die, be not like those whose hearts are filled with the fear of death, so that when their time comes, they weep and pray for a little more time to live their lives over again in a different way. Sing your death song or your life song and die like a hero going home. I love that. I love that. Tecumseh, an Indian chief. And the last thing here tonight is There's a word that my wife has written. It's called the unquenchable light. And we've got copies of it back there for you if you want to take one. But it has a lot to do with what we were speaking about. It has a lot to do with Paul's life. Because the Lord is asking us to die to self and come alive to the Spirit. I'll read through this and then we'll go to prayer. The one that says spring has sprung in his heart before the first signs of spring in the natural world is the one that God is looking for. This is the one who has forged through a perilous winter, amen to that, and discovered a rare, precious truth. No matter how great is the darkness, the light lives. Not only does it live, but it overcomes and it conquers. Its very existence affects everything that it touches and testifies to this truth. No one or nothing can put it out. This light cannot be put out. When we are in the midst of a great warfare, there's always going to be great temptation to fight in the natural. There will also be corresponding temptation to save our life because it is the enemy assailing us. We may try to resist him on every front. We will cling to our very life. At this point, the Holy Spirit must give us the revelation that forcefulness is entirely of the Spirit. Forcefulness will take us to our death in our outer man. And there is nothing we need to hold on to, for the enemy cannot take anything, and they cannot take everything but the true light within us. He can't take it. And the beauty of God's redemption plan is this. He allows the one who crucified him to crucify us and thereby open us up to his resurrection life and power. Every time we're crucified, we enter into a greater measure of this life. So we find that the pressing on to the next level is actually entered into through our death of self. However, when the pressure is on and the enemy presses in, we will be tempted to resist. This is because the flesh resists the death, because the flesh can only do one thing, hold on to its life. This is why it takes spiritual violence in Matthew 11:12 to press on in this journey with Christ. When our spirit is joined with Christ deep down in our inner man, we know that there is nothing we need to hold on to. There is nowhere or no one we need to run to in order to help us press through. We can die to everything the enemy wants to say or do to us in the natural realm as we give ourselves to the one who holds the enemy in his hand. We enter into this incredible truth for us all. He cannot touch our spirit, for our spirit is already inaccessible, hidden with Christ in God. Let's pray. Lord, I'm just asking tonight, as we've gathered together in your name, that there are some right now going through a lot of difficulty. And I just ask, Lord, that you would give them the strength in their inner man to make it through it. To not run to anyone, but to run to you, Lord. Holy Spirit, would you just come and refresh those in this room? Will you just rain down? Will you open up our hearts and strengthen us and refresh us today? Will you give us the courage to go on like the Apostle Paul? To live, he had Christ. To die, his gain. So, Lord, I'm asking tonight, will you help those that are here to hear your voice? Come, Lord Jesus. We're just going to wait a moment, and if you would like to be prayed for and you're struggling with something, just come forward and we'll pray with you. Come in agreement. The Lord will just lead you and guide you. Thank you, Jesus. want more of you, Lord.
Matchless in love and beauty in this world.
We humble ourselves.
Nothing in this world satisfies Jesus. Jesus, you that come that way. Your presence.
Let your presence reign now in this place, Lord. Such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, like the Apostle Paul and many others that can see, let us also as Christians lay aside every encumbrance and the sin, encumbrance and sin, some of those good things that we think we should be doing, but they're encumbrances, they're heavy weights, and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us tonight run with endurance the race that is set before us. That tonight we say to you, Lord, that we're going to fix our eyes on you, Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him, meaning you and me, he endured the cross for that joy that was set before him, us, despising shame from the people. And he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of the Father. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that every one of us in this room, that we will not grow weary and lose heart. We receive that word tonight, Lord. We hold on to that, that we will not grow weary. We will not lose heart. We will not quit. We will have courage, for you have set us before you, and you endured and persevered at the cross. You're the King of glory. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the cross.
Thank you. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Jesus, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
All right. We're just going to dismiss you, and you can have a great evening. Thank you for coming. Make sure to get that word on your way out. Greet somebody on the way out. Have courage. Be courageous. Don't give up. Live the faith with fire. God bless you guys.